Hey everyone, I know that my mouth is going to be out of sync if you watch this on YouTube, but that's okay because I'm not going to be on here for very long. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Manny is not here. Obviously, my wife isn't, and I am once again playing with technology that I'm not familiar with. So we're going to get into some Kevin Smith stuff here in a minute, and then I'm going to get off screen, and you guys are going to be able to listen to a really cool script breakdown that Jammer, a former editor-in-chief of LRM Online, and I were kind of, I don't want to say sent, but got a hold of, or we got some really interesting information. Considering Kevin Smith is working on Clerks 3 right now, it seems like a pretty good time to kind of revisit it. So let's do what we do every day here on the Daily Cup of Genre. I am your host for today, Kyle Malone, and I really hope that's not too loud for everyone. If it is, I apologize. It's the Daily Cup of Genre. We talk about everything in geek and pop culture, entertainment, all that good stuff. Manny is taking a couple days off to do a workcation, if you will. Clerks 3. Kevin Smith announced that they're in pre-production. Kind of gave a quick synopsis of the film. It's going to deal with Randall having a heart attack and wanting a movie, like an epic movie made about himself. And there's some elements in the synopsis that we got that are similar to a script that was that someone was in the room when it was read and reported on it. Now, we don't know the specifics. The only reason Jammer and I really covered it was to kind of do the what if thing, and it churned out. Kevin had said that this script wasn't really liked, not necessarily this one, but the early draft wasn't necessarily liked by J Jeff Anderson, and that was a hard part of getting Clerks 3 made, because how can you make it without Randall? And yeah, but while this news synopsis seems to take some inspiration from those points, it doesn't necessarily change too much as far as tone and scope, man. I still think this is Kevin's thoughts and processing after his own heart attack, getting into it, and that's cool. Hopefully there's levity in it, because I'll t tell you what you guys are about to hear. It's pretty fucking depressing, and you're like, man, I'm sure there's gonna be some funny points here and some f funny points there, but overall, yikes. I mean, nothing like death will get you, what's the words I'm looking for? Nothing quite like a brush with death to motivate you to analyze things internally. So, before we get into it, and it's going to be an overall shorter episode altogether, please take a moment, check out our sponsors over at Grow Generation. It's where the pros go to grow everything, and Jawas too. Everything that you guys could imagine you might need for any type of home plant growing projects. These are the guys to go to and see. So yeah, take it away, Cam.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service, and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
All right. Thank you so much, Grow Generation. Everyone, I hope you check out this episode from Jammer and I. God, what was the date? Let me see if I can tell you guys real quick. I should have actually had that already written down for you guys, but things like that happen. We have, when did this come out? Over a year ago. And look, there's the old theme music playing right there. Yeah, it's been over a year. So yeah, check it out. And on the other side, we're going to tell you guys about a few cool things coming up for Thursday, Friday, and this week. And yeah, we'll see you on the other side of that.
Dude, I don't know if I'm tired of talking about Kevin Smith or what, but
But you're
we
tired about
kinda
talking Kevin
I
Smith,
said
you're telling
I
me.
don't know if I'm tired about it though. Like, there's a lot to talk. It's this one conversation has been going on for a while now.
Yeah, I feel bad, like, because I feel like we do have other things to talk about. But man, we're interested in some Kevin Smith stuff.
Yeah, well, we got something pretty interesting, and it might take a little bit for us to go through. So good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings with Kyle and...
Jammer.
And so we've got something. Go ahead, Jammer.
I think you and I are both kind of like, we kind of got something.
Yeah, so you do it.
Before we get into it, I do want to say, this is normally when it comes to scoop related stuff, I try to double check everything, get a couple sources, figure that out. You know, you notice on the site, we actually don't have a lot of scoops these days. No. A lot of it is because I'm checking and double checking and cross referencing. And sometimes I get some people who come forward with stuff and then it doesn't check out, or it has conflicting sources and blah, 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 blah. So I try to be thorough about sources. Now, admittedly,
we don't want to be clickbait.
Yeah, admittedly.
And we don't want to get in trouble.
right. We just don't want to be wrong. So admittedly, this does not come from a verified source, but because of sort of the nature of what this is, I'm willing to kind of give this a pass. And because we're not like selling it as big scoop here or anything like that, I kind of feel like I'm interested in sharing this. So, and the reason why the nature of this I'm more okay with is because Kevin Smith, as you know, he wrote a draft of Clerks 3, right? Yep. A draft that he called the King Lear of Clerks movies, so to speak. Very sad, very depressing. And I always wondered, how depressing was it? Like, what was this movie like? Because I was a bit disappointed. I was a bit sad, you know, that he seems to be going in a sillier direction with his movies, especially with Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I mean, I haven't seen the movie yet, but even based on what Nick, who has seen it, you can check out a review at lrmonline.com. It just seems like there's less quality control, for lack of a better word, and I wondered if he was able to swing more into like the serious direction, if it would make him take a step back and figure things out a bit. So I was thinking, oh, maybe if it's a serious movie, he'll be doing that more. But anyway, so I wanted to know what this Clerks 3 thing would ultimately be, and so someone got in touch with us. Don't know who they are. Don't have any credibility to them, you know, nothing against them, but I just don't know them. But they gave us kind of a breakdown of what the story was, because they went to one of the readings that Kevin Smith did for Clerks 3, and they read the whole script. You know, that was the event. There were, I think, two or three of them on the East Coast. So we're not going to give you a complete breakdown, because we were given a complete breakdown, but we want to, like, we want to just give you the broad strokes. We don't want to ruin it completely, but we want to let you guys, like, we will kind of spoil the ending because that's kind of important, but it's not like we're going to do a beat by beat breakdown of what happened. It's just very interesting. So,
and this is the original script, right? This is the dark, depressing one. This isn't the new version that Kevin,
I don't think he's actually written it yet, to be honest.
Yeah. So it's not what Randall, or excuse me, Jeff Anderson agreed to do. This is part of what he was like, know about, it seems.
We don't know if it was like another reason, or if it was because he was like, no, I don't want to do this version of the script.
Yeah. But that we definitely know that Jeff was one of the holdouts from this version of Clerks 3. The specific reasons why, up for debate, this could be one of them, but this isn't going to spoil anything, or can't even say it won't spoil anything for the new movie, but not necessarily meant for the new movie. It's like for the original version.
Right. So before we get into that, I need to let my cat in because he's being a little annoying person. Or annoying cat.
Let me in. Daddy, I miss you. I love you. Let me in. It's so lonely out here.
Anyway. All right. So it looks like Dante and Randall are kind of drifting apart in this version of the script, right? I'm trying to figure out the best way of breaking it down. What do you think the best way of breaking it down? So on one end, you have Randall's story, which revolves around him waiting for an adaptation of a film. He's like basically doing the old school thing where you wait in tents in line. And it's about him kind of doing that.
Which does not happen these days.
This does not happen these days. And then another one kind of revolves around Dante and his daughter. Though it is sad reveal that Becky, played by Rosario Dawson, is dead. And it's kind of like, it's hard to break this down. What, is there an easy way to break this down? I know you've read it as well.
Yeah, kind of. Okay, so like you said, you've got Randall, who's waiting on a movie to come out, Ranger Danger, which is something he wore a shirt for that character in Clerks 2. Yeah. And Kevin Smith at one time had even talked about making a Ranger Danger movie, which would have been interesting. And he basically runs like a quick stop out of the parking lot because he's waiting there for like a year, I think. Dante, like you said, has a kid. He's a single father because Becky was killed. And you've got that daughter. Did they give a name to her?
Did not give a name, but she's okay. Deaf.
Yeah. So you've got the daughter, Dante's daughter, who enjoys hanging out with Randall because, you know, if you follow the end of Clerks 2, it looks like Randall and Dante are going to, you know, be friends. So it makes sense that he would be a part of the kid's early life. And Elias also makes an appearance in this. But there's a lot of focus around Jay and Silent Bob themselves, actually. The guy talks about the movie opening up with Jay and Silent Bob. They get in trouble, and they're kind of like sneaking back into town, which is kind of weird because it seems like some of that stuff may have taken, may have made its way.
Silent Bob, Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Reboot, exactly.
Yeah, the opening scene.
This guy that emailed you is pretty thorough in these details. What's interesting, and that's just kind of like the general setup there, where all the characters are in their lives, and it goes into a lot more detail about like what Randall's doing with his little mock quick stop, mm-hmm. and in the mall parking lot. It deals a little bit with how Dante's kind of out of sorts. You know, he's not necessarily on point with his fathering. It deals a lot with Jay and Silent Bob and their shenanigans. There's even some things that kind of throw back to the Clerks cartoon. The carnival that's mentioned in the script in the mall parking lot is similar to the carnival that was across the store across the street at the Supermart. Super quick stop in the Clerks cartoon, which kind of threw me off at first because I was like, wait, is this guy like making up stuff using Clerks cartoon? But it makes sense that Kevin might borrow some stuff from the Clerks cartoon.
It gets pretty heavy. And then
it gets really heavy with those things.
Where it's like Jay and Silent Bob are like inadvertently responsible for Becky's death or something, right? Something along
yes.
those lines. And then,
yes, dealing with a break-in and accidental shootings. And
then there's a theater shooting where Randall ends up basically saving his daughter's life and dies. And then basically she gets passed over to Randall when he dies. And it's just very depressing.
Yeah.
Very depressing. So, I mean, I don't want to get too far into the details or into the weeds of it all. But, I mean, that's the basic idea. It deals with that. And also, oh, yeah, Dante had cancer and he was only going to last a few months. So mm-hmm. it was like, oh, I died doing something like saving my daughter as opposed to, you know, slowly dying from cancer.
Yeah.
And so, man, that's the movie. And then I guess there was some flash forwards. Actually, I don't need to get the flash forward. That's a detail we don't need to share.
No.
But like, so having read that, and again, we don't know for sure how accurate this is. But at the same time, you never know. We figured it wasn't like big enough to the point where it's like a big deal. You know, we're not advertising it as like exclusive whatever details anything. But
something to talk about.
Something to talk about. So here's what I want to talk about, because I really wanted to know what this script was about and what it.
Yeah, me and you both said that.
And maybe because I was worried about Clerks 3 as it was like, oh, I want to see the other version, because I felt like this version was probably him taking more risks, which I could agree. Yeah, he is taking more risks here. But would you have preferred to see this over the one that he's currently working on, which has to do with Randall almost dying and then basically deciding, oh, I haven't done anything with my life. I want to make a movie about my life at the quick stop. And then it's basically Zach and Mary make a porno, except with Clerks and without porn. So how do you feel about this compared to the other one?
If you remember, I wasn't too thrilled with the idea of redoing Clerks 1 as a movie within a movie. But that being said, this is so far, and this is, even though this guy went into a lot of specifics, there's not a lot of humor packed into this. There's places where you can see where there could be humor, dealing with Randall in the mall parking lot waiting on this movie, getting into arguments with other people because there's like a whole group of people that are around there, hence the mock-up quick stop. And so there's areas for humor dealing with Jay and Silent Bob and Randall, but a lot of this just is so, like he said, King Lear of Clerks. It's depressing. It's downer. You know, people are dead.
It's almost like an unearned downer. Almost like, yes, it's downer for the sake of being down. It's not, yes, like it doesn't feel. No. There's one thing if you have like a movie that earns it, and another where it's just like, oh, well, I'm going to be dark. So then you just go grim dark for almost no reason.
Yes. And it doesn't quite match up the arc, from what we can tell to me. It doesn't quite match up with the arc that was going on from Clerks to Clerks 2 and then coming into this Clerks 3. It's like too much of a reset again to shitty parts of their lives, even though things had gotten better. And I know some people do have bad things that happen into life after good things, like having a kid, starting a business, things like that. I know not everything is puppy dogs and rainbows, but I don't know how much I would like to actually see this. I'm hoping that this is authentic and that I'm really getting to hear, you know, read about what Kevin was going to do, because I was very interested in it. And it's an interesting take, but I don't think I'd want to see this.
No, I wouldn't want to see it. I do want to read the script, though. I really do want to read it. So,
yes,
Kevin Smith, if you're listening to this, please buy this, or buy this, sell this, so that I can buy it, because I would totally buy it online.
Yes, yes. I seem to remember there was a time where you could buy, like, scripts at, like, Barnes & Noble, but
you could still do that every now and then for really specific ones, usually, like, Tarantino scripts or something.
Yeah. I would pay legitimate money for the Clerks 3, even if this isn't it. Yeah, the unmade Clerks 3. Yeah. Because this is, dude is seriously, like he said, it's a dark place. This is depressing. Like, reading this, I was like, oh my God, I love these characters, and this is just like terrible things to do to them.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think part of me wanted to see a darker version, and not like this kind of dark. I wanted to see like Chasing Amy dark, because the potential to like go into darker places, you know, basically having your characters go through emotional turmoil while still bringing laughs. I thought maybe when he said dark, it would be like Chasing Amy dark. I didn't think like freaking $1 Million Baby dark. That's basically what I feel like this was here. It was $1 Million Baby dark. And I just think it went too far, and he realizes it went too far. But a part of me also hopes that he doesn't go too far in the opposite direction with Clerks 3, the current version, which is my concern. So, it went too far. I'm happy that version is not being made, but apparently it was good on its own terms from what we understand.
Yeah, it's.
But maybe not as a Clerks
movie. What? Yeah, I'm just wondering, because, you know, Kevin does put a bunch of his self and his own life experiences into his movies. Yeah, they're all, is the right word, a caricature of his life experiences? Or they're, what's the other word I'm looking
embellishments.
For? Embellishments, they're exaggerations, things like that, yeah. But where was he in his mind for this? Like, this is even beyond, like, oh, I almost died.
Well, he said it was darkness. He said in many interviews that he was obsessed with death and dying at the time. Mm-hmm. It was before he had the heart attack. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe it was Yoga Hosers. Maybe it was around the time Yoga Hosers came out. When did that movie come out?
A few years ago.
Here, I'll keep you talk. I'll look it up.
Yeah. So I just wonder, you know, why torture your character so badly, and what was he working through? Because even when you're interested in death and stuff, like, it's one thing to have somebody dying of old age or even cancer, which in and of itself can be a very, very dark and depressing death process. But having people like murdered or accidentally murdered, gun violence, theater shootings. And apparently this was written before.
Before that, that was a common, quote unquote, common thing.
I still
US.
Wouldn't call it common.
Okay, you know what I mean? It's pretty compared to, you
it's
know,
happened.
It's happened several times.
And so just where his mindset was, because these are characters that I think most people would agree, Dante and Randall are characters that he really cares for, that he really loves. I mean, Clerks 2 is a great send-off for those two characters if that's where it ended. Like, we never get a Clerks 3, and that shows a lot of adoration for those characters. But to do this to them...
So this is 2013. March to May of 2013.
For the script?
Yeah, for this script.
What was going on in 2013?
Well, see here. In 2014, he said on Hollywood Babylon, he was glad that he made Tusk, stating everything in my life would suck right now if I had made that movie. I'm back in movies now. I've got three lined up. Tusk, blah, blah, blah. Clerks 3. I got my financing for Clerks 3 through Tusk. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, a Tusk is a twisted movie, but it's dark in a different way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's fucked up in a completely different way. It's, you know, messed up in that human centipede type of way, dark in that way. But this is completely different. I don't know. I'm really interested, and I hope some of you out there listening will leave some comments below on what your take on this is. I would love to have conversations with more people about this.
So 2016, so Tusk came out in 2014. So it was after Red State.
Mm-hmm.
It was after Red State and before Tusk. But that's when he wrote it. But then he made Tusk. And yeah, so I'm not sure what really made his life depressing at the time, but it's interesting.
And they mention having the deaf daughter in this movie, which he does have a deaf character in
Jane Silent Bob
reboot, which was based off of a deaf character in in reboot. Yeah, sorry, I thought there was like a second.
Oh,
anyways,
an extra inspiration.
Yeah, right. And that's interesting. In and of itself, using, because that's something you don't see very often used in like realistic natural storytelling ways. Disabilities like that, usually it becomes a strong focal point of a movie, and it's, you know, to use it in a, because we have a lot of deaf people, a lot of blind people, a lot of people with other types of disabilities, and they have normal everyday lives and have normal everyday interactions. And it's kind of interesting to see him put characters into these movies where their blindness or deafness isn't a focal point. It's just another character. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Does that make sense? And that's cool. I really like that. I saw a horror movie not too long ago. I did a review and interview for the website. I can't remember the title of the movie, but they had a deaf character, and it was just, it wasn't like even a focal point of that, where, you know, deafness in a horror movie setting definitely can be a focal point. So I like that. I'm
there was,
cool with that. I'm interested
in
that.
There was a, did you see Toy Story 4?
No, not yet.
So this isn't a spoiler by any chance, but there's like this carnival, and literally in the shot of one of the carnivals, just like one of the background characters is using sign language. And I didn't notice it until the director pointed it out. I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's it.
Definitely.
Nothing else to share. That was the end of the story.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of cool because Chasing Amy actually came. Part of it was inspired by, I think it was his brother coming out. Was it his brother?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So Kevin doesn't only just use just his things directly connected to his life, like him himself. He's inspired by those around him, family and friends around him, which is really cool. So you wouldn't want to see this movie either.
No, I don't think so. Like, no, I don't think so. I want to read it. I want to read it. Yes. Let me read the script, but I don't want to. Yes. I'm happy if, as long as it's not canon. What I think is really funny, this is the second time that he's tried to kill Dante, because I know in the original cut, Dante basically just gets shot by some guy who comes into the convenience store.
In Clerks 2, or in Clerks 1, yes.
Yeah, in Clerks 1.
Yep.
It's like, random and completely unearned and stuff. So this is the second
I've seen that ending. Sure. Have you seen it?
I have seen the ending, yeah. I had it in the Clerks 10th Anniversary Edition DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like three different versions of it. There's the original cut, then there's like a modified cut, which ended on... You see a POV of a guy going into the shop, and then Dante asks, how can I help you? And then it kind of fades to black in a weird, dark way. And then the real ending, which is just, it just ends. Like, there's no, it just ends. There's no build up to it. It just cut off.
I'm kind of happy that he didn't go with that. Although
I'm really happy he didn't go with that.
Although I could see where that would be. I think that's actually a perfect example of the fact that even back then he cared about these characters and possibly even back then thought to himself, there might be another story to tell later on.
Well, from what I recall, I think it was the studio that asked him to take that out because they're like, no one wants to see that. Like, it's all funny.
Really?
And yeah. Hmm. And then like all of a sudden it's like, boom, he's dead and there's no reason for it. It's never alluded to before. It's just random, unearned. Like, obviously that happens in real life, but like, this is a movie, you know?
You know, I used to work at, used to work the graveyard shift, the overnight shift at a gas station convenience store in Arizona. And I got robbed, quote, so to speak, like, people stealing beer, cigarettes, food, you know, snatch and run, grab and run. What is it called? Something like that.
I have no idea. I think it's called robbing.
Never.
Or shoplifting.
Yeah, but it's kind of different when they, like, they're not even trying to be sneaky about it. They come in, they grab stuff, and then run out the door. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is shoplifting, but I was never held up. I was never had anybody with a gun hold me up, like, never asked for cash or anything like that.
I've been held up before, not at a convenience store, but in life. That was fun.
Pretty scary, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird. It was more weird. It's like, really, this is happening? Anyway, continue.
I did have a guy that, not casual customer, not common customer, somebody that comes in often, not routine. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, the guy was in there all the time after his shift ended.
A regular?
He'd come by. Regular. There's the word. Regular customer. And in Arizona, they have constitutional carry, concealed carry, open carry. Like, it's real gun friendly, and he always carried. And there was somebody that came in and was looking like he was about to do something bad. And that customer kind of saw it, and he was like, dude, don't try it. I'm carrying. And the guy kind of looked real nervous and then just left, and he never came back. So I don't know if he was going to do something stupid, but... my buddy apparently thought he was, so I was kind of happy for that. I've never been outside of combat zones. I've never had anybody point a gun at me with the intent to use it. So, and combat situations are completely different than, like a mugging or anything like that. Although I was mugged once, not at gunpoint. I had a kid, 15, 16 year old kid, push me down from behind and demanded money, of which I had none. And yeah, that was about it.
I have a friend, she was mugged, or her and her friends were mugged, and she had a flip phone when everyone's smartphones were still around. And then, like, the guy, like, took all their phones, and then he looked at her phone and was just like, what the fuck is this? And, like, gave it back to her.
Wow.
And then ran off.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, I'm glad neither one of us has been shot in a convenience store. So
that's
we get
true.
To talk about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's it, man. You got any last words to say on the potential Clerks 3 script?
Thank you to the person who got in touch with me. It's very entertaining to talk about, even if it's not true. I mean, I'm assuming it is, but if it's not, it's just a great talking point. And I definitely, like I said, Kevin Smith, you're listening to this. I want to read it. I want to read the script. Let me give you money, and I will find a way to give you that money.
Yeah, like, even if we're not allowed to share, just, like, personally, I'll pay you just to let me
read
it.
Yeah, if you hear this, like, get
somewhere.
In touch with me, joseph@lrmonline.com, and, like, I want to read the script, yo. Give it to me.
Well,
give it to me.
It's Friday, isn't it? Yes, it is. So
yeah.
I hope everybody has a great weekend. Make sure you're checking out lrmonline.com. every single day for all your entertainment news needs, including the weekends, because I do the weekend thing for the website. So look forward to that. Make sure you guys are checking out the YouTube channel. Lots of great things on the LRM online YouTube channel. Lots of great celebrity interviews and other content. Go check it out. It's really cool. And of course, the LRM Online Broadcast Network, our broadcast podcast network, with great shows like Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast on Mondays, LRM Ranks It, Los Fanboys on Fridays, and of course, LR Mornings every Monday through Friday. Jammer, where can people find you at online?
You can find me on Twitter at JamTheWriter and all of my stuff at LRMOnline.com.
And you guys can find me at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. We really appreciate it. Hopefully there'll be some, there's more things to talk about right now, but I have a feeling we might be done with Kevin Smith for a little bit.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
So
sorry,
be sure
if you don't like Kevin Smith, I'm really sorry for this week. It was unexpected.
Yeah, but there's been a lot between his Clerks 3, like, re-interest or redo, whatever you want to call it, when he decided Clerks 3 was going to be different and got Jeff Anderson online, the Jay and Silent Bob reboot stuff. Yeah, lots of Kevin Smith stuff. Everybody likes Kevin anyways.
Thank you so much, myself and Jammer, to the person that gave us some information, and now seems kind of relevant. Hey, look. We dropped some big Star Wars news this week. It's going to keep coming, hopefully. There's you know, just a couple of more I's to dot and T's to cross and make sure that we are giving you guys good information. So keep your eyes and ears and I guess if you use the Braille thing that translate the words onto that really cool Braille keyboard thing, keep your fingers to that. Either way, Be on the lookout for outstanding news reporting and opinion. It's LRMOnline.com where you can go every day for all your entertainment news needs and opinions. We're pretty good at giving you guys the facts and then drawing a line and saying this is our or, you know, that particular writer's opinion on said report. And we're all over the place here in our fandoms. You got people that love everything Star Wars that can do no wrong, and people that are diehard PT and OT only, people that are OTO only, people that are OT and ST only, but believe it or not. So we're a pretty cool diverse group of writers, podcasters, interviewers, and please check out the YouTube channel if you're listening. I'm going to try to fix whatever this sync issue is, probably just my computer can't handle the data or whatever. Anyways, we'll figure it out. And but do hit subscribe on YouTube. We have all of our awesome podcasts do go up here, usually in a video format with the Daily Cup of Genre with myself and Manny. The Anime Versal Reviews Midnight Run includes puppet shows, and yeah, that's for spicy anime, not X rated, but, you know, M-rated, MTV, not music television, but mature television. Anyways, so check that out. And then, of course, all of our podcasts, video or not, go up in audio format wherever you guys get your podcast from. It's free. And, yeah, help us keep it free. I don't ever want to see us have to charge you guys to make ends meet. We got the website. Visit it. You know, put it in your favorites. Go scan by some ads so they think you saw it. And then definitely, if you are looking for some things to help you with your home grow, get in touch with our sponsors over at Grow Generation. I'm at That Kyle Malone on Twitter, at That One Kyle Malone on Instagram. Follow me, and yeah, I do this stuff on social media as well. And with that being said, guys, I hope you enjoyed that take. We'll see what shakes loose in the future, given how, you know, Kevin makes movies and stuff, and the iffy quality over time when you really look at it. Clerks 2 is my favorite film of his, but we'll see about Clerks 3. Anyways, you guys have been great. Thank you so much for listening today. And tomorrow, live, 9:35 a.m. on YouTube. We'll see you there. Bye.